The president says your money is safe. It's backed by the FDIC. At least $100,000 is. Gus Fauché, director of macroeconomics for Moody'sEconomy.com, is here now to talk about just how safe your money really is in a bank. Hi, Gus.
Hello.
So, how safe is it?
Well, as long as you have less than $100,000 or $250,000 if you have an IRA, you're going to get all of it back. That's all insured by the federal government.
And what if you have more?
Well, that depends on the circumstances of the bank. The federal government has said that for Indy Mac, they're going to give depositors who have more than $100,000 at least 50 cents for on the dollar for every amount above $100,000. And depending on how things go with the liquidation of the bank's assets, they could very well get more than that. But some of that is going to be at risk.
So should you split up your money into different accounts so that no account has more than $100,000 in it?
That's probably not a bad idea. Certainly, I mean, most banks are not at risk like Indy Mac was. Most banks are holding up pretty well. But these things do happen. Obviously, a lot of banks are facing problems because of what's going on in the mortgage market. So it certainly couldn't hurt depositors to shift so that they have $100,000 in each individual bank.
And can they have unlimited accounts? As long as they're less than $100,000, they'll be okay?
As long as they're across different banks, and they should be fine.
We've seen pictures of people lined up for hours outside Indy Mac trying to get their money out. Is that a good idea?
Well, I mean, again, unless you're one of those 10,000 depositors at Indy Mac who has more than $100,000 in their account, then no, there's no need to do that. The federal government is standing behind that. They're obviously very credible at this point, and you will get all of your money back.
So even if more banks go under, there is no problem there for the federal government backing those deposits?
No, I mean, it's backed, you know, the federal government is probably the most secure entity out there. I mean, it may present a strain to taxpayers over the longer run because the federal government does have to pay that money back eventually. But banks have been paying in insurance premiums, and so the FDIC has built up a fund for this very reason, so that they can pay depositors back if something does go wrong.
So is there any place out there other than a secure safe where your money is absolutely safe?
No, I mean, you know, no matter where you put your money, you're going to face some risk. I mean, the federal government insures the deposits up to $100,000, so that's probably about as good as it can get. But I mean, by definition, you know, investing requires taking on some risk in order to get return. So, you know, if you're very, very risk averse, if you don't want to take chances, then just put your money in a bank and make sure it's less than $100,000 per bank.
Well, Gus, thank you.
Sure thing, Madeline. Thanks. Bye.
That's Gus Fauché. He's director of macroeconomics for Moody'sEconomy.com.